Opportunity to be here with you here at the Macedonia Primitive Baptist Church. I wanted to come and see your new building. It's a beautiful place, and you're to be commended of the Lord for building such a beautiful place to worship the Lord in. And me and my wife had decided yesterday to come here. We've been wanting to come for years, until about a year ago. I preached every Sunday. I'm two times a month up at Bethlehem in Dunlap, Tennessee. And two times a month I was at Crossroads Church in Atlanta. And then when they ordained, I couldn't think of his name, but Robert O'Hara over in the Little River, I gave up my two appointments at Crossroads Church so they could call him. He accepted and is doing a very good job preaching there for Crossroads Church, which is where he is at this morning, preaching for them at Crossroads Church. They're doing some remodeling work at the Crossroads Church, and right now they're meeting there with Ebenezer, which doesn't meet on Sunday morning, it meets every Sunday night. But another reason I did that is because, you know, I'm getting older, my eyesight's getting a little worse, and I don't like to just preach every Sunday. I like to hear somebody else preach. So I came here this morning to hear Brother Martin. But anyhow, I'm going to just use a scripture that this morning, just to talk about it a little while, because it's a scripture that I used to use back when I was something else besides a Primitive Baptist. Of course, that's been so long ago now. I joined the Primitive Baptist Church about 38 years ago, and I've never been sorry, not one moment, for ever joining myself to the true visible Church of Jesus Christ. That's what we have as Primitive Baptists, different from any other. We're the only order I know of that believes salvation by grace and not salvation by works. Now, they'll deny they believe it by works, but then in the end, they'll tell you what it is you've got to do in order to be born again to go to heaven. Well, that sounds to me like works. And that's what it's been. Well, I used to use this scripture I'm going to use this morning. I used to use it to support my position of gospel regeneration. You see, in my experience, when I came to the knowledge of, gaining knowledge of election and predestination, the last thing I held on to was that even if you were elect, you had to hear the gospel and you had to believe it in order to be born again. And when I think about it now, that almost puts you into the position of making God absolute, making Him an absoluter to make sure that every child of God hears the gospel and responds to it. Well, it simply is not the truth. Some of God's children will be in heaven that never had the opportunity to know the gospel that you and I get the privilege of hearing each and every Sunday that we go to church. Now, I used to use this scripture to support my position. Now, I want to tell you really what it means. It's found in the book of Romans, and the Apostle Paul was here at Rome, and he says in verse 16, he says, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." Now, I used to take that particular scripture and say, that's it. Why was I taking that position? Because to me, salvation was the new birth. But most of the scripture that speaks of salvation is not talking about the new birth. There's many salvations that you as God's children experience throughout your life as a result of being a child of God and already being born again by the grace of God. And that's what this scripture is talking about. Paul was here at Rome. Rome was not an easy place for a gospel preacher to preach. It was the Roman soldiers that crucified our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So Rome was not an easy place to go preach. But here the apostle went there and he said, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ." Well, what is the gospel? You know, if you turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, you'll find a definition that the apostle Paul described over there to be the gospel. Over there in Corinthians chapter 15, we'll find it says this: "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which ye have received and wherein ye stand." Now here Paul talking, writing to the Corinthians, told them, "I have preached unto you the gospel, and when I preached it unto you, you received it, and when you received it, therein do you stand in it." Now then, after he told them that, he said, "By which also ye are saved." Now there's that same salvation that he was talking about when he wrote to the Romans, and he said, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation." And you know, sometimes when you're reading a scripture, sometimes I read one and I've read it a thousand times, and one little word will say something to me that I never caught before. Well, there's one in that one that says, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. It did not say into salvation. Now, you know, there's a difference in something that's unto salvation and there's something into salvation. How do we get into salvation? By God's grace. God reached down and rescued you from the fallen state you were in Adam, and set you upon a rock, that rock being Jesus Christ, and gave you eternal life. And from that point on, you were in a position to experience unto salvation that he's spoken of here. He said, I've preached unto you that the gospel by which you're saved. What? If you keep in memory. Now there's a condition right there, and there's no condition on eternal salvation. He said, but if you're saved, if you keep in memory, keep in your mind, keep it on your mind regularly, not only on Sunday morning when you're in church, but every morning you wake up, of every day, of every week, keep your mind on the gospel and what it means to you. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, if you don't, what'll happen? Unless you have believed in vain. And I don't want it to ever come a point in my life, in the life of Virgil Herring, that what I believe about the gospel of Jesus Christ will have been in vain. Then he says, for I delivered unto you first of all that which also I received. Now what do you mean by that? I'm not telling you this of myself. It's not of me. I received it myself. Where did he receive it? It came to him from God. It's a message from God, the gospel of Jesus Christ unto God's children. I delivered unto you first of all that which also I received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. He was taken down from that cross, placed in a borrowed tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. And when he was placed in that borrowed tomb, stayed there 3 days and 3 nights, after which he rose from the grave. Now that's the gospel, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried and he arose again. That's the gospel. Keep that in your mind. Keep that every day that you live in your mind. And I tell you, you'll live a happy life here in this world in which we live. So I'm like the Apostle Paul. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every child of God that believes it. I thank you for your attention. Now pray for this brother Martin as he comes to preach to you. Thank you.
On Jordan's stormy banks I stand and cast a wistful eye to Canaan's fair and happy land, where my possessions lie. I am bound for the promised land. Oh, Say.